Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of the Dictionary Podcast. Let's see. After the last one, did you actually go outside and did you go do something and be social and meet people? I recently I learned that, you know, it's actually very beneficial to go talk to strangers and get out of your comfort zone. They did a study where when people are on the train. And they actually, well, they did, so they did, they talked to people. They said they had the first group of people talk to strangers on their commute on the train to work. Then they had another group of people only imagine that they were talking to strangers on the train going to work. And the group of people that actually talked to strangers had a more enjoyable train ride than the group who only imagined they were talking to strangers. The second group, they had a negative experience. They got very nervous, I think, when they were thinking about talking to a stranger. But when you actually do it, it's not that bad. It's not that scary. So I feel like, and I've been working on this, I think that we need to meet more people, have more communications with people you're not used to. It's only going to broaden your horizons and get you out of your comfort zone, and it is a really, really good thing to do. I'm mostly just telling that to myself because I think I'm the only one who listens to this podcast anyway. All right, let's talk about some words. The first word is assuming, A-S-S-U-M-I-N-G. This is an adjective from 1692. We just have the synonyms pretentious and presumptuous. Next, we have assumpsit. Assumpsit, yep. A-S-S-U-M-P-S-I-T. This is a noun from 1590. One. An express or implied promise or contract not under seal on which an action may be brought. 2A. A former common law action brought to recover damages alleged from the breach of an assumpsit. Assumpsit is a funny word. Well, let's see. 2B. An action to recover damages for breach of a contract. This is from New Latin, and it means he undertook, and it is from Latin assumere, which means to undertake. Next, we have the word assumption. This is a noun from the 13th century. 1a, the taking up of a person into heaven. Oh, yeah, I think I've heard it used in those terms. 1b is capitalized. August 15th, observed in commemoration of the Assumption of the Virgin Mary. Was the Virgin Mary taken up into heaven? 2. A taking to or upon oneself, as in the assumption of a new position. 3. The act of laying claim to or taking possession of something, as in the assumption of power. 4. We have the synonyms arrogance and pretension. 5a. An assuming that something is true. I am going to try to stop apologizing when I make mistakes because I make a lot of mistakes, and so I'm going to be doing a lot of apologizing. Sometimes I just make mistakes, and sometimes I don't realize I make mistakes until later. Like recently, I was listening to the episode where I was listening to the episode after the episode where I did the live recording with my family, and I said that I couldn't find the word aspirin, but in fact, I had found the word aspirin when I was recording with my family, but when I thought about it later, I thought that I hadn't. Anyway, I make mistakes all the time because I'm human. We are going to move on to more definitions for the word assumption. I think I read 5A, so now I am going to read 5B. I felt a little bit like Perd from Perd Hapley from Parks and Rec. I love that character. 5B. A fact or statement, as a proposition, axiom, postulate, or notion, taken for granted. So it is a fact or statement taken for granted. Number 6, the taking over of another's debts. Do we have any etymology that we think is worth talking about? Let's see. It is from the Latin assumptio, which means taking up, and that's all I'm going to tell you. Next, we have the word assumptive. This is an adjective from 1611, of relating to or based on assumption. Next is the word assurance. A-S-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. This is a noun from the 14th century. 1. The act or action of assuring, as 1a, the synonyms pledge and guarantee. I guarantee. We were just talking about that guy. I think that's the Cajun chef. You young people don't know who he is, but I remember sometimes being home sick from school and putting on PBS, and he was a very white guy, but he was the Cajun chef, and he spoke like that. He would often say, I guarantee. And I think he was even on some commercials. Were they Lay's chips commercials? Correct me if I'm wrong. Let me know your opinions. Tell me your memories. Tweet me, Facebook me, email me. Tell me your memories of the Cajun chef. I would love to hear them. And if you're a family member of the Cajun chef, I would love to hear about that too. I think his name was something with a, I want to say Jerome. It wasn't Jerome. It was something like that though. Damn it. Okay. Let's see. 1B. That was quite a tangent we went on. The act of conveying real property. Also, the instrument by which it is conveyed. 1C is chiefly British. It is the synonym insurance. So when they say insurance, they mean assurance. 2. The state of being assured, as 2A, the synonym security. 2B, a being certain in the mind, as in the Puritan's assurance of salvation. 2C, confidence of mind or manner, easy freedom from self-doubt or uncertainty. Also, excessive self-confidence. Synonyms are brashness and presumption. 3. Something that inspires or tends to inspire confidence, as in gave repeated assurances of goodwill. And another synonym is the word confidence. Something that I have talked about in the past, I have been working a lot on my confidence level over my almost 40 years of life. I used to be very much not confident, but between aging and between that and some conscious efforts, I am a lot more confident in myself. I think I used to be sort of afraid that people would laugh at me or think I was stupid or whatever, and I still sometimes think that, but I just feel like it doesn't really matter because nothing really matters. And just be you, just do you, and just say the things and do the things, whatever you want to do. And try not to hurt anybody, because if you do, you might go to jail. But don't be afraid to say silly things or do silly things, and just be yourself. Be yourself. That's why I'm doing this. Our next word is the word assure. A-S-S-U-R-E. It is a transitive verb from the 14th century. 1. To make safe, as from risks or against overthrow. Synonym is insure. 2. To give confidence to, as in, and hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall insure, usher, goddamn, I'm going to start this example over. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts. Saying the words, and shall assure our hearts. That's weird. Okay, that is from, is this a Bible phrase? You probably know how I feel about that. Let's see. This, it says 1, JN, capital J, lowercase n, and then 3:19. So I'm assuming that is from, like, the book of John, section 3, line 19, something like that. And then it says AV in parentheses. I don't know my Bible. I was actually just talking to somebody this morning about wanting to learn more about all the religions, which I think I've mentioned in the past. So yeah, that's supposedly some Bible phrase, and they made it hard for me to say, and shall assure our hearts, but I can say it now. Number three, to make sure or certain, synonym is convince, as in glancing back to himself, no one was following. Four, to inform positively, as in I assure you that we can do it. Yes, we can do it. Whatever we put our minds to, we can do it. Number five, to make certain the coming or attainment of, synonym is guarantee, as in worked hard to assure accuracy. And a final synonym for that word is the word ensure, E-N-S-U-R-E. So before we had ensure with an I-N, but this is with an E-N. I'm still trying to figure out that guy's name. It's not Jerry. It's not Jerome. That's my grandpa's name. It's something like that that I cannot think of. All right. We have two more words for this episode. They are two forms of the same word, and that word is assured. A-S-S-U-R-E-D. It is an adjective from the 15th century. One, characterized by certainty or security. Synonym is guaranteed, as in an assured market. 2A, synonym is self-assured. 2B, synonym is self-satisfied. 3, satisfied as to the certainty or truth of a matter, as in rest assured we won't be late. Rest assured we won't be late. Assuredness is a noun. And finally, we have the second form of assured. It is a noun from 1755, and we just have the synonym insured with an I-N. So we had a lot of words that were similar. I'm going to pick assumpsit as the word of the episode because it's just a weird word to my brain, and it's funny. Assumpsit. Okay, maybe one of these days I'll figure out what that guy's name is. But in the meantime, I'm going to end this episode and I'm going to record one more episode, which will be the bottom of page 75. Thank you and goodbye.